Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Us plus them. Tapping the Positive Power of Difference. Written by Todd L. Patinsky. Read by Walter Dixon. Chapter 1. Us and Them. Where is the leadership? A chance visit to my nephew's middle school brought me face to face with the leadership gap at the heart of this audiobook. Not that there was a riot going on or kids selling drugs in the hallways. Things were peaceful in this ordinary suburban school, and I had time to check out the bulletin board, where I found this. I pledge from this day onward to challenge prejudice and to stop those who, because of hate, would hurt, harass, or violate the civil rights of anyone. I will be aware of my own biases against people who are different from me. In fact, I found nearly 100 of them, all carefully penned and decorated by young hands. They were not the words of repentant hate crime perpetrators. They were copies of the school's Pledge to Combat Prejudice, each signed by a third or fourth grade schoolmate of my nephew, and one signed by Mark himself. But who says Mark and his classmates have any such prejudices and hatreds? This pledge has not been a response to an ugly incident at the school or in the community. However, there was diversity in the school student body, and it appears that the school's leadership, well-intentioned teachers and administrators, wanted to make sure they were dealing with it. Recognizing and seeking to minimize negative prejudice is what came first and foremost to their minds, and their instinct was, as we will see, quite typical. Parents, too, are leaders, and it seems that no parents had objected to the exercise, to their kids being handled as potential, if not latent, haters. This, too, is quite typical. Typical, but does it make sense? Why were all the kids being branded with some original sin of hate? At the very least, why were they not also credited with an original virtue? Perhaps curiosity, open-heartedness, or enthusiasm for others. Cultural differences, and even physical differences, are often a source of delight and attraction rather than repulsion. Teachers tell me that it is common for children to get excited about a different culture once they've gotten a glimpse of it. The very difference seems to be what appeals to them. I've seen it myself. Years ago, when I worked at a child care center, my group included a white girl and an African-American girl who, whenever they got the chance, would be touching and rearranging each other's hair. These girls did not see past their differences, as many would be tempted to say. Rather, they found the difference between themselves so much fun.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?